Dudes, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Hoey D. Teresa, who doesn't have a DJ name, will be here shortly. This is the Spooky Yukies, and I've got my Spooky Yuki with me, if it would just come out of the bag. That's a nice G chord for you. You wanna hear a D minor? Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Anyway, this song. Here's a song that I can play on. We have a theme this week, but I'll get to it after this song because I want to play this song. Is a song that I know how to play on the ukulele. I might play along behind the scenes, who knows. But it's called Take Me Home, Country Roads, and it's by John Denver. Which, fun fact, was originally going to be about Massachusetts, which is weird because there are no country roads there. Maybe it would have been about city streets or racist people. I don't know. There's a lot of things in Massachusetts. Anyway, here's Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River.
And that was Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver. Quite a banger, if I do say so myself. Teresa's still not here, but whatever. I'll just get on with the theme of the week, which is songs from DDR, which is aka Dance Dance Revolution, which is a game that my friends really like playing in my common room till the late hours, because they have nothing better to do. Anyway, this song is called Butterfly Dance Mix by Banzai Tensai I Love You Project. That's a really long name. Yeah, it's probably one of the better songs on the game. It's one of the hardest songs to play. I don't know. I haven't played the game much. I used to play it in gym as a kid. I've maybe played it a couple times this year. But, yeah, let's take a listen. Dive right in, if you will. Okay, that was Butterfly Dance Mix by Banzai Tensai, I Love You Project from the album Anime Parade Volume 1. It's a weird mixture of words to say. Anyway, here's... Oh, wait. Is that who I think it is? Hello. It sounds like it could be Teresa. Folks, this is intense. She's making her way to the station. She has chocolate. You better not eat that in the station. Wait, let me put a mic
on.
Take a mic.
Which one?
You want the blue one? All right, I'm giving her a mic. Teresa, you're on the air.
Hello, I am selling chocolate for ASB. Help me help the homeless people in New Orleans by buying a chocolate bar. It's only $2.
Do you accept Venmo?
I have to find that out, but I'll let you guys know.
All right. I just played Butterfly from Dance Dance Revolution by Banzai Banzai Tensai I Love You Project from the album Anime Parade Volume 1. The best volume of Anime Parade, might I add, clearly.
You're right, by far. It is the best one.
Yeah, you want to introduce the next song? It's the best. It's probably the best song from Dance Dance Revolution. Yes, it is.
Oh, this is Captain Jack. This is a wild song.
It is.
You're in for a ride.
Company, attention! Forward march! Go right, go left.
So what did you think of that, Joe?
I don't know. T, what was the song even called?
Captain Jack.
Oh, well, in that case, I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah. I'm glad you thought it was pretty cool.
The next song is by an artist that Teresa's parents thought was evil.
Well, okay. So when I was younger, my parents wouldn't let me get a fedora, which I'm so glad they didn't let me get it. But the reason why was because Britney Spears wore a fedora in, like, one of her concerts, and she had a mental breakdown. So, like, of course, if I get a fedora, I will also have a mental breakdown.
Fair enough.
What my parents don't know is that I don't need a fedora to have a mental breakdown. But, you know, here's Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Yeah. did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious.
And that was Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
What do you think, Joe?
I thought it was a decent song. It's better than whatever she puts out now.
Would you ever get a fedora?
Probably not.
Probably
not.
That's
not really my style.
All right, Joe, what's up next?
The next song is Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry.
Woo-hoo.
This is a weird name for a band. I never knew the name of the band that does this song.
I didn't either.
I don't really think it's a particularly good song, but it's on DDR, so.
It's not my favorite song in DDR. It's a little too slow for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's dive right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry.
It's pretty funky, wasn't it?
I suppose.
Yeah. All right, so our next song is Boom Boom Dollar, which is something that Joe doesn't remember, but we played it a couple of times. It's a pretty tough one.
I don't play DDR nearly as often as you guys.
I mean, I don't really play it that often anymore. I played it a lot when I was a kid. That's why I remember it.
I played it. We used to play it in gym class when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, occasionally.
Your school sounds really cool.
My school wasn't cool at all.
What year was this? Like middle school?
No, like third grade.
Third grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I never got to play it. We had to jump rope.
did you have the parachute thing? Like, not the parachute, the giant, like, circus tent thing?
Yes!
Yeah, that was fun. That was so much fun. What was that? I think it might have been a parachute.
I think so. It was like a rainbow one, right?
Yeah, fun
and
times.
And everyone tries to get under, and you know, it was really cool. I liked it. Why don't we do that anymore?
We should bring one in next show.
Next show, yeah.
All right.
Perfect. Sounds good. All right.
In the meantime,
why don't we listen to Boom Boom Dollar? Does the song sound a little familiar to you?
Yeah, I remember it. It's definitely not one of the best songs on the game.
I don't know. It was one of my favorite songs to play as a kid. Second to Butterfly, of course.
Yeah. All right, next song is I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Will we survive this song? Who knows? Find out.
I'm not afraid.
And that was I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Next up is possibly... We survived!
Yeah!
And next up is possibly the best song on the game. Take it away, T.
What song is that?
It was right on the screen.
Dude. La Copa de la Vida. This is a great song.
Yeah, es que la canción oficial de la Copa Mundial. And that means the Cup of the Life, the official song of the World Cup.
Woohoo! Let's hit it!
Okay.
Joe, that was a pretty good song. Why don't you give us our your favorite chord of the day?
Chord of the day. So I'm going to hit this fret and this fret.
Oh, what are you going to name that chord?
What was the last one? H flat?
Yeah.
This one's H major.
H major. All right.
Yeah. Our next song is another song that was also on Dance Dance Revolution. Shock. It's
called Crazy in Love by Queen B and Jay-Z.
This song's clean, right? I hope.
I really hope so.
we gotta find out.
It doesn't say explicit, so.
That's true. That was Crazy in Love by Beyonce with Jay-Z.
Crazy in Love, Joe.
I'm crazy in love with this set list.
Oh, who?
Yeah.
Nice. What's the next song?
It's Get Busy by Sean Paul, who I don't even know if that guy's still alive.
I don't remember this song.
Then. Yes, you do.
How does it go?
Get busy. Blah blah. I'm the guy. Yeah, he's the guy that did temperature and then died.
What, like sepia? You know that, like the filter.
No.
It's like, you know, like old film.
Yeah.
It's shot like the music video was shot like that.
Oh, I've never seen the music video for this song.
Getting out of cars and stuff. Like not the music. I guess the music video played in DDR. Okay. Are you looking it up?
I was looking up the lyrics. All right, let's play the song.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just shake that booty nonstop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, up, percolate anything you want. Forgot it, oscillate it, if I don't take pity. More to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy lady.
Are you excited for this next song?
The next song is Mo Bamba by Sheck West, which is not... This is our last song, or our last song on the set list. We might have some extra time.
This is the clean version.
It's the clean version that I found on YouTube, because this song is very explicit.
So how did you hear of this song?
You played it for me.
Yeah, so I'm going to give my brother credit for this, because he used to play on the car ride all the time. And... was not a fan, but I find it really funny, so that's why I brought it here.
I like this song. It's good in a bad way. It's bad in a good way.
Yeah, it's kind of similar with Young Gravy.
Yeah, except this guy's unintentionally bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Joe listened to it, and now The other whites have found Mobamba.
White people have just discovered this song. Oh, it's getting wild.
It's interesting. Anyways.
Enjoy Mobamba by Sheck Wes. That was Sheck Wes by Mobamba, a clean version. And also Zach is here now. What did you guys think of that?
It's me, Zach.
Yeah, what did you think of Mobamba?
I try not to.
Okay.
His arm span is like 7 feet.
It's not as good as mine.
Which is almost...
Would you say it's really bigger or less than mine? I'm going to stretch out right now.
Bigger.
It's probably bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'm going to... Who does this song again?
Sheck Wes.
I guess I'm going to have to invite Sheck Wes to the studio and compare arm lengths with him.
It's actually Mobamba's arm length.
Sheck Wes. It's
Mobamba. It's the guy the song's about, Mobamba. He's a basketball player.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to invite Mobamba to the studio to...
He'll probably come.
Also, yeah, why don't you call him up right now?
Yeah, come at me, Mobamba. Dial my number. It's 555-2485-552-8255-2255.
Why don't you repeat that one more time? Because I don't think he got it.
555-2855-555-2828-5522255.
Was that a 5 or a 2?
5.
Do either of you guys have any interesting anecdotes? Because there's 9 minutes left.
I got a funny joke to tell.
All right.
Which came first, the chicken or the hen?
The hen.
The hen.
Ah, I'm good.
I'm so confused.
Do you have any interesting anecdotes?
I haven't eaten a single vegetable or fruit today.
Well,
I woke up at 11:50.
You can buy a chocolate bar from me. Cocoa beans.
I ate.
You know what Will would say if he Will was here.
I ate a cereal bar.
It was
too late for me to go. By the time I realized I needed more food, it was too late for me to go to the dining hall.
You should have come what to lower with me and tea.
I hadn't gotten a shower yet.
Two of us had lunch today.
And then you need to understand that also. It was too late to go to the dining hall, so I just made myself a bag of popcorn.
Oh, okay.
You could have come to Cosmic with me.
Oh, that does sound nice.
I got the Christopher Hawley special again.
Just gonna name drop your professor.
Yeah, I hope you're listening, Professor Hawley. If so, I would really like that muscle contraction topic for the final project.
I can ask my professor what his favorite coffee is around the area. He's a coffee connoisseur.
Which professor is it?
Professor Wu. He runs a coffee FYS, actually.
Oh, that's right. I remember for the first parent day, he did a talk on coffee. He's like, when you drink coffee, you're an engineer. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Joe Wu, American hero.
Huh?
I guess I'm not an engineer.
No. It's not one of those. There are some logical statements that are mean their opposite. Mm-hmm. But this is not one of them. So if you drink coffee, you are an engineer. But that doesn't mean that you can say if you don't drink coffee, you aren't an engineer.
Okay.
So I'm an engineer.
Saying if you drink coffee, you are an engineer is actually logically fallacious because it assumes the existence of both categories, coffee and engineer, which cannot be assumed. So what we need to say is, if there is a class called coffee and a class called engineer, those who drink coffee are in the class engineers.
Wow. We should put this into Java.
Well, welcome back to Zachary Bartlett's Logical Positivism Philosophy Show. Today we'll be talking about Bertrand Russell, and I understand that you all have strong opinions on Bertrand Russell.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
I think he was a philosopher. I hope so.
Was he as good of a philosopher as Adam Locke?
Who?
Or John Locke. Who is the guy named Adam? Is it Adam Smith?
Adam Smith was more of an... I guess he was a philosopher.
Yeah, I got the two of them confused and then combined them.
Okay.
Do you like either of them, Zach?
I don't know enough about either of them. I guess John Locke's all right.
There was one of them... There's a philosopher that started with an M during the Renaissance.
Montaigne?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, Machiavelli? No, Montaigne
was not doing that. Not my boy Niccolo. He was a cool guy.
That's the only important Renaissance philosopher, Joe.
Or maybe it was after that. I don't know. Do you like that chord?
Guess who's listening to our show? The one and only CB.
Ah, CB. What a guy.
CB, if you're listening, you should call in. We'll have a nice little chat. What do you think about coffee and engineers?
I would like to know his opinions.
I would love to know his opinions.
Call in at 610-330-5316.
What does the C stand for?
Cool.
He's a cool
guy. I'm asking him, not asking you.
All right. CB, what does the C stand for in your name?
He's going to class.
I guess it stands for class.
Maybe the C stands for class, yeah. class boy.
Class boy.
Hey guys, welcome to Radio Silence.
Zach wants to set up his show. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, he's kicking us out.
He's kicking us out 5 minutes early.
Okay, listen. First things first. Everyone ends early. That's just a fact.
What if we end right on time?
Everyone ends early because it takes a couple minutes to set up, and that means that if you went on time, the person coming after you will have to take a couple minutes. That's why I always try to end early, as do I know you.
What if we stay on the mic while you set up?
Sure, actually.
All right, we can do that. We're going to multitask.
Welcome to everyone is walking to and away from mics, so the sound quality is bad.
So, T, you stay there. I'll go to where Zach was sitting, and Zach will come to where I was sitting.
Sounds great. Sounds dandy, my dudes.
This means that we never have to turn Robo DJ on. You guys will just leave. They'll hear the sound of the door slam, and then I'll start my show.
Exactly. All right.
Sounds perfect.
Hello, listeners of the white mic. Not as good as the red mic.
Why did you guys do this?
That was all me.
Look at the background. Joe, rate those lamps.
The lamps? Those are both solid 7.2s out of 10.
I wish I could show you guys, but the background on the computers in the studio are too Nice looking lambs. What were their ratings?
7.2.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Pretty decent if I
pretty
do say
solid.
So myself.
Yeah. I turned on this one for computer. Okay, cool.
All right. Do 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 do
it's getting near dawn. Do 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 do. Lights close. That's Jack Bruce's lyric, and also I believe his bass line. Wow.
He's the least talented member of Cream. I'm not saying he's not talented, just the other two are two of the most talented musicians of all time.
I mean, Jack Bruce is also one of the most talented musicians.
Yes, he is, but not as talented as the other two.
He's probably the greatest bass player.
Okay, but Eric Clapton's a top three guitarist, and Ginger Baker's a top three drummer.
And Jack Bruce is a top three bassist.
All right, so...
Wow, shame that Queen...
One of them has to be last.
It's probably Clapton.
I don't know about that.
Clapton is mediocre at best.
It's just the feed is gone.
Wait, why is the feed gone, people? What's going on?
Oh, I think it's because of Teal. Yeah, I need to sign out of Teal before I can sign in.
Joe, say something into the mic.
Teresa, can you hear our feed?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay.
It's because I think it's because of Teal issues.
I guess it's because of Teal issues.
Who knows? Maybe
I don't know
not.
If we cut out